Now, Kerry County Council has been asked to write to the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, requesting the introduction of legislation to change the Criminal Justice Act so as to provide that a victim impact statement is heard as the final evidence prior to delivery of sentence, and regulate the making of any final remarks by an offender following a conviction, including presentation of character references, by empowering the court to limit, disregard or prohibit any content that's abusive or intimidating or likely to cause further harm or distress to the victim. Councillor Angie Bailey Fine Gael was the one behind the motion. She's with me on the line. Angie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all your listeners.
Why do you want these changes made?
Well, I think that we have quite a large-scale domestic and gender-based violence problem in Ireland. One in three women in Ireland have experienced some form of psychological, physical or sexual abuse from an intimate partner. And I suppose really with this, when you're looking at an intimate partner, someone who you're living at home with, it's within four walls and it can often be invisible to the public. So perhaps other people don't really have a full extent of what's going on. And at the moment in the court, before the case finishes, there is an opportunity for character references to be given to the accused. Now, there's nothing wrong in general with giving a character reference for someone, but I think that oftentimes these cases of abuse take several years to actually come to the fore. And it's that woman has already been traumatized the majority of times for several years. She's already waited for the court case. So for them to have to listen to a character reference to someone who she probably doesn't recognise from the character reference, I believe re-traumatises the woman again. And it's a simple change, really. Now, I know under the Criminal Justice Act that Minister McEntee brought in changes, the character references would have to come with an affidavit or be sworn in. But because of the private nature of abuse, sometimes they don't see the actual perpetrator for what he is. He might be, you know, wonderful outside, involved in the GAA, involved with lots of different community things, but then be a completely different person at home. So I'm calling for the final word before conviction to be the word of the woman, so that she gets to speak about, using her voice and her experience of what the crime has done to her. And her voice then, it takes away from what the court requires, which is a single time or a single date on when an incident happened, because it can be very hard, you know. So yeah, Jerry, it's just calling for her own voice to be heard and to have that word as the final word before sentencing.
And you call for the, in terms of the judge, the character reference to empower the court to limit, disregard or prohibit any content that's abusive or intimidating. Would you accept though that and judges have said this, that they have those powers already in terms of disregarding character references? They say it doesn't make hardly any difference to what they decide on in terms of sentencing.
But it's not in terms of the sentencing. It's in terms of re-traumatizing the woman. You have a woman who has possibly, absolutely, you know, and to have given her a story, to have come forward, to have been brave enough to do that, to have waited the years, and then to have to stand there and listen to what a wonderful, upstanding member of community this person who abused her for years was. And I don't believe that should be allowed in to have precedence over her word. I mean, there are going to be character references. It's great that the character references have to have an affidavit or have to be sworn in, but it should never be the final word, because it makes the crime
in
secondary. It almost softens the crime.
What kind of response did you get, Angie, to your motion?
Very positive. I was seconded by Councillor Ferris, but that's not a surprise, because she's very much on the forefront as well of shouting for women's rights. And I think that as women as well, within politics, we have an onus of responsibility to call out things like this. And Jerry, this is not to say that men are also not victims of violence within the home. They absolutely are, and I'm not taking away from that, but the statistics show that 9 in 10 are women. And I think oftentimes it's the women who tend to be silenced, even in society in general. I sometimes think we've made a step backwards in terms of women's right, you know, when we look at misogynistic content online and this manosphere where, you know, you have influencers claiming how amazing men are and how not amazing women are. So I think there's a duty of care on all of us to call out things like this and to protect the women, in particular in court when they're already vulnerable.
Yeah.
And okay. I don't think it's a difficult thing to do either.
No, and we'll see what the response from the Minister for Justice will be to that. But thanks for outlining it for us on the programme this morning.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Okay, take care.
That's Fine Gael Councillor Angie Bailey there with us on the line. Interesting motion. What do you think the final word needs to be from the victim, not to be the offender's word or character references in those sort of court deliberations and court cases? I'd love to hear your view on that. We'll have more on Kerry today, including the future of Skellig's chocolates after we take these.